Dragons in the Sea, episode 4. What for? Who knows what for? Welcome back. This is Jay Frog, the amphibian swimming with a pot of dolphins, out here to just talk some dolphins to the Dolphins fans. Again, this couldn't be brought to you without the people at FL Teams. We're a wonderful group of guys. You got your great podcast, beautiful reporting, a lot of up-to-date sports information. FLteams.com, unbelievable source for anything in your Florida sports world. Getting exciting now with some playoffs, things like that. But I'm going to go a different direction, right? We talk Dolphins, one to another. I've been avoiding it. It's time to talk Tua. We're going to talk Tua. All right? Where to start? You know, I think he's getting a bad rap. That's all. I'm not going to defend because I'm still worried. The Dolphin fan in me has seen a lot of come and go. So here's the deal. I wasn't that happy when we drafted him. I wanted Herbert. I'll say it. I saw Herbert. He looks the part. And he showed he was the part when he went to San Diego. And I'm happy for him. But it's a little, again, unusual. I mean, you put a guy in a situation with a wide open offense. He's got a big arm. In the AFC West, which defenses can be diced, let's say. And he put up good numbers. I mean, the guy played amazing for a rookie. Would I have liked to see him in Miami? Yeah, maybe because he reminded me of Dan. So two of them, he was consolation. Okay, wasn't mad when Fitz was starting. Fitz had the team moving where it needed to go. I think Flores and Greer had a plan. When it came time, I wasn't on board. Didn't want him to start, but I understood, and he did. And you know what? When you look at his numbers, it's not like the guy stunk the joint up. He didn't light it up. He managed games, and there's been a lot of game managers who won Super Bowls. Here's the thing, though. The more I'm looking back at this and thinking, I don't think he is a game manager. He's a game changer. I think coming in off of a hip injury that could have destroyed his career, could have been gone, right? Never played. No offseason in this weird COVID world. He comes into a team brand new who's still trying to figure out who they are, you know, playing with a mash unit at wide receivers. So, yeah, there weren't a lot of times that, you know, we saw him get to display what it was, but there were bits and pieces like the Arizona game where you saw him, you know, come in and take over. I was a little disappointed, but I completely understood again whenever it would get down in games and then he was pulled. Because in my experience, you know, that's a confidence thing. But I think Brian Flores said it right when asked about it. And he said, look, if this guy's my future and that breaks his confidence, then he ain't my guy. That's words of wisdom. I mean, you're going to have to learn to take that back seat when you need to take that back seat for the good of the team. And quite honestly, Tua did it, and he did it well. He and Fitzpatrick had an unbelievable relationship. It was sad to see Fitz go. I really wanted Fitz to stick around, not to take his job this year, but to be the guy to coach him up, because Fitz has that magic. But I started seeing some of it come together. But, I mean, who did Tua really get to play with and in jail with? So, you know, you look at this year, there's a lot of new faces, but that works out because they're going to learn this together. And learning this together builds a bond. And then you put in a piece like Jalen Waddle, who's a guy he knows. They understand each other. Their timing is where it needs to be. And I got to tell you, I try not to go to the social media junk and run around. But these videos of Tua working out, I'm impressed, okay? If I'm a mark, I'm marking out. The guy's working hard. And the thing is, he's taking all of this criticism, and he's taking it like a man, right? We remember Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf taking that criticism. Remember him melting down and yelling at reporters? That's not our boy. Tua is stronger than that, and I think that says something about him. The team needs to rally around it. I think this is set up for him to succeed, right? We've got the deep connection now. He does throw a great deep ball. We all saw the one pass over and over Jakeem Grant dropped. There were a lot that he skipped and he short-hunted. And look, the big deal was he didn't get through progressions. He just didn't. The game sped up and he didn't. But again, he's coming off a possible, you know, career-ending hip injury. So give the guy a break, right? Here's the deal. Miami's in a position again that it's time to take that chance. All this nonsense of Rodgers and Watson. Look, I was in on the Watson deal. Not gonna lie. I was in on the Watson deal because Watson's young. And if we could have done that and he wasn't, you know, molesting masseuses, that would have made sense to me. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. Aaron Rodgers is 2 or 3 year fix and he's done, and then you're back to ground zero. What this team has really done is built a core. I'm hoping that 8, 9 years from now, I'm looking back and I remember when. I remember when this foundation was built, and I remember when this team was here, and I remember how they grew. And Flores and the guys coach up. You've seen every one of these guys get coached up. So I'm excited. I want to see what it is. And look, Dolphins fans, worst case scenario, okay, if we tank it out this year, okay, you know, maybe we see a little bit of growth, maybe we don't. Next year, we still have enough capital, if needed, to make the move and come up. But even year two might be too quick to jump, right? Let's say as a mediocre year, we get through, maybe make the first round of the playoffs. Let's see what happens in year three. Because after year three, we sit with two first round picks. We're not in a position to be held at gunpoint again. We have the ammunition to go get a young quarterback who we don't even know who it may be yet, Archie Manning. We have no idea, but we have the capital to do it. They set this up. So it's time to turn the keys over to the young kid, let him see what he does to drive this bus, and just support him. The supporting cast is there. He seems to have that attitude where he's just a gamer. He appreciated everything that he went through. He didn't take it as a setback when Fitzpatrick came in to close games. He understood. He learned. Look at him on the sidelines, the way they talked and went through stuff. Tua's the one that's leading these drills and getting everybody together. Dolphin fans, especially on Twitter, you guys kill me. Like, leave Tua alone. We can't compare him to Justin Herbert. It was a completely different situation, completely different quarterback, completely different team. You can't compare him to Burrow, because what does it really matter? Burrow blew his knee out halfway through because they didn't take the time to protect him the way that the Dolphins have been drafting O-linemen to make sure their franchise quarterback can stay on his feet and not blow out his knee. So, again, the foundation's been built the way it should be built. Young linemen learning together, learning a system that works, and this team gets better every week. It's frustrating that it hasn't happened through training camp, right? We always start out the gate slow, but if we actually start off at even mediocre, the way this team starts playing in the middle and the later half of the season is amazing under Flores. They respond. They buy in. The concept's there. The team's there. The drive's there, right? You got a couple of guys with chips on their shoulder. One of them is Tua, and he's quiet about it. The other one is Myles Gaskin. Gaskin just keeps lifting. Gaskin just keeps working. We keep looking at the waiver wire. We keep looking on who's coming in. We keep pining over the Javonte Williams. And Gaskin just keeps working. Hey, man, this guy was on pace to be a top five back in all yards, you know, yards per game. Out of nowhere, with a line that was sort of shoddy. Imagine again, he's going to be back healthy. And we know we got something in Achman now. So Achman could even spell him a little bit. You got Malcolm Brown to do what we thought Jordan Howard was going to do. What a waste. Just a battering ram. Somebody to beat him down in the fourth quarter. The team is set and has people at every position of need. You have a grinder at the end. You have a slot man who can take it deep. You got a wild side receiver that takes it off. You got a giant freak of a man that catches everything. You got a tight end that's faster and bigger than linebackers, way bigger than the safeties. You've got, you know, all of these things in place. All of these linemen who were all pros, right? And you've got depth in these positions because we know in the NFL who we see in week one is not who we're going to see in week 16. Those guys that we didn't know anything about, those are the ones who are going to have to answer the call, next man up. So I really do think, again, that we're in a good position. I think the Dolphins are ready to roll. I think it's going to be a good year. It's going to be an exciting year. But most of all, I just say patience. Let's see what Tua is, right? It hurts, but we gave Tannehill so much time, maybe because our expectations were so low, and we thought, here it is. Our expectations were that this guy was going to be Superman. It's unfair. Coming off the injury and everything else that he did, how could he be Superman? But I'll tell you, when he played straight up in big-time college football against those guys that everybody's talking about, his numbers exceeded it, right? When you look at his accuracy, when you look at the type of offense we're going to run, he excels. So that's my little Tua rant. A little love to Myles Gaskin on the other end. It's going to be fun getting up toward rookie camp and all the other good stuff. But hey, man, have some fun. Like, lay back. Enjoy this ride. Let's see what we got. Maybe we got a franchise. Maybe we hit the lotto. But if not, at least we scratched off the ticket that says you win another ticket. 2 years from now, we got two firsts and we do what we need to do. Till then, it's all about Tua. It's all about Miami. It's all about Fins Up. All right, Fins in the Sea. Love everybody out there, probably the 10 of you listening. I appreciate you letting me rant every week. All right, I'm out.